Hi, this is a dictation from Maira Khan, M-A-I-R-A-K-H-A-N. Date of birth is 8/26/2011. Date of accident 6/21/2025. Date of service 6/26/2025. New patient visit. Patient reporting is severe pain in the right shoulder. Which started at the day of accident and is unable to lift her arm beyond 90 degrees. Pain is severe and is related to her accident that happened on 6/21/2025 between 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. She was traveling as a right passenger in the rear seat on the right. In a Honda Odyssey van near Ford Road and Ridge Road. Mother was driving. She was trying to come out, cross the Ford Road. Another car T-boned them on the right front. They got the ticket. The injury wise patient hit her right shoulder and head into the side A beam and did not pass out. And she was wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. Airbags were deployed in the front. And there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. The patient did not go to the hospital. Regarding the presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and occupying right and left temple, moderately severe. They are off and on and present several times a day. There is no sensitivity to light or noise. And no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, ringing in the right ear, and denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, denies confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, denies any vision problems, nausea, vomiting, or any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. Patient did not go to the emergency room. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has pain in the area of the lower back and the right shoulder. And right shoulder is 7 to 8, and the maximum she can move in abduction is 90 degrees. Auto flexion is also 90 degrees. Pain in the lower back is between 3 to 6. There is no shooting pain, no pain in the neck or the middle back, no radiational pain to the arms or the legs. Patient is able to walk very well. And these pains are described as throbbing, aching, and tiring. They vary from 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. Pain is worsened by bending and improved by sitting and lying down. No X-rays and MRI CT scan have been done on this patient. And there is no numbness, tingling, pins, and needle anywhere. Slight muscle weakness of the right arm is reported. Other than that, no other issues. No treatment has been afforded to the patient. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, for family history, and patient is single, lives with the parents, and is going to school okay full time, and please review the record for personal history and diagnosis page. physical examination? Vision is a 13-year-old Pakistani girl of average build, nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, colorful polynuclear. Hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath is noticed, no over anxiety or lethargy. Dress and hygiene is normal, patient is able to walk reasonably well, with no, and is mobile, independent, without using any device. Rest of the exam come from the template. Including the neurological and psychiatric exam. The musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle in the cervical fibers, especially on the right side. No issues in the paravertebral muscles throughout. No tenderness of the spine. Musculoskeletal examination is actually completely normal, including the lumbar spine. No tenderness of SI joint is noticed. No tenderness of the lumbar spine is noticed. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are all negative. Stimulus examination, only the right shoulder shows a positive finding. Where there is a limited range of motion, abduction is limited to 90 degrees, and there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle on the right side in the cervical thoracic fiber. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. The anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. P-test, near test is positive. The grips are normal, and there is no issues of carpotunnel compression. Tendon sign, Phelan sign is negative. Peripheral circulation is intact in the right upper extremity. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. No plan of care to be needed. Treatment plan. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue at 3 times a week in the area of right shoulder, cervical, and a lumbar region. Patient has a spasm of the trapezius muscle and some massage and has been ordered. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. No disability is ordered for the patient. Is okay to go to school. Medication. No medications are provided except lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Old medical records, none. Interventional pain procedures, none are needed. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Or attended care and caseworker, none. Investigation, none. PME, none. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.